Welcome to GFT, Galactic Figure Talk, a podcast about Star Wars and Star Wars action figure collecting.
Awesome, yeah!
The reason they're 3¾ inches tall is because the first mock-up figures that I made were Fisher-Price Adventure People.
I will freeze your body in carbonite forever, Han Solo!
Not so fast!
We finally launched 6-inch when I felt the time was right. We needed a new spark.
We started selling all of the action figures through the fan club, and our most successful was the Cantina Band. That was enormously one of the best-selling items we've ever sold through the fan club.
I used my nephew as a hand model on the Waffle Box. He's the one with the little hand that's in there.
It's Kenner's new Star Wars action figures.
Now, welcome your host, Chris B.
Welcome to another episode of GFT, Galactic Figure Talk. My name is Chris B. I'm your host, and on this episode, I want to talk about Hasbro PulseCon 2023, and I want to share a few thoughts about some of these Star Wars action figures which have arrived here in the studio. So let's do it! Alright, so before diving into all of that, I think that it would be appropriate to talk about store reports real quick. And there's a little bit of stuff happening actually, specifically with Target, because they currently have a promotion that if you spend $50, they give you a $10 discount. And if you spend $100, they give you a $25 discount. All these action figures, which they currently have exclusive to them, which is the Vintage Collection Deluxe figure with Luke Skywalker and Grogu, that's currently in stock on their website and showing up in stores. Plus, they also have the Black Series Battle Damage Darth Vader Duel's End, and they have the Black Series 501st Commander Apo as well. So yeah, you know, if you pick up two of these, you can get already over $50, which means that they'll give you a $10 discount. Now, for some reason, those discounts weren't applied on their website earlier today, but it seems like they've made some changes. And currently, as I'm recording this, at least the $25 off of $100 is working now. So might want to check that out. It's also interesting to note that my local store didn't have anything on shelves this morning when I went out to check it out, but I saw that they had stuff in stock on their website, and throughout the day they basically sold out. And all the Black Series figures sold out, and none of the Vintage Collection Luke Skywalker figures moved at all. I thought that was interesting to see. And also, I noticed that the N1 Naboo Starfighter from the Vintage Collection is also in stock now at Target. And I think out of like these, I don't know, I have like 10, 15 stores or so in the greater Seattle area. There's quite a few Target stores around me, but only three of them, I think, have it in stock. So it's not at every store that you can get the N1 Naboo Starfighter, but some of the stores seem to have gotten some in, which is interesting because that is a very expensive 3¾-inch toy, which would probably make a great Christmas gift for the little ones if, you know, the price tag isn't too expensive for you. So the good thing is, though, that you can also get it online now, and they apply the $25 discount as well, which is a good deal for a brand new item, right? So there you go. I've received mine from GameStop a couple of days ago, but I haven't had the opportunity to dive into it yet. But I'll be reporting back about it on a future episode of Galactic Figure Talk. The other thing is that my local Target stores has gotten in a few of the Black Series Deluxe Chrysanthemum figures. And I'm in love with this figure, by the way. I think it's the best Star Wars action figure which they've released this year. Now, there are some shortcomings, which I might talk about a little bit later on this podcast. But for the most part, I think it turned out beautifully, and it's definitely my favorite figure from this entire year so far. So anyways, my local Target store has gotten a few of those in, and if you're still looking for a Black Series Chrysanthemum figure, it's a good time to head out to Target and see if they have it in stock. As far as clearance goes, the Vintage Collection Boba Fett figures have hit $6 at my local store. There's one left this morning, so they've moved at that price, but my God, they certainly sat at $20. So, and actually at $10 as well. Nobody seemed to want those, but at $6, they finally moved off of the shelf. The Mandalorian speeder bike with the Scout Trooper, that set is also 50% off at Target stores. Those have sold really well in my area, so there's none to be had on clearance anywhere here, at least not that I've found. So that really depends on the area that you're in, whether you can get that on clearance or not. But again, you know, in the Seattle area, those speeder bikes, even at $50, those sold pretty well. Now, Walmart stores have gotten in these end caps with Black Series Bad Batch figures, which they currently have exclusive to them. So if you don't want to order those online on the Walmart website, maybe head out to your local Walmart stores and see if they have this end cap set up already. Not every store in my area has it, but there are some that have set it up already. And I think the figures are $27.97 now. So there's no discount or anything, but I think those figures are really cool. I actually just took pictures of all of them and added them to Galactic Figures. So if you want to take a look at them and check them out, I think they turn out great. And I think there's enough newness on them, specifically the paint application, which mimics the season 2 outfits of those guys. And yeah, I think Hasbro has done a pretty good job with those overall. I think they look fantastic on display. And I guess I'm just now waiting for Omega to show up to complete the crew from the second season. Walmart has also gotten in the new Black Series wave from Ahsoka. So that includes Chopper, Sabine, the HK-87 droid, and Ahsoka herself. So those figures are showing up at Walmart as well. So if you're a Black Series 6-inch collector, there is a good chance that you actually might find new Black Series figures at your local Walmart stores. And that's all that I have listed right now for store reports. So stay tuned to GalacticFigures.com for any Star Wars action figure news. All right, so let's talk about Hasbro PulseCon. It's already a week behind us. I actually was planning on having an episode out last weekend already. Didn't work out, got too busy. Kids going back to school and everything, and curriculum night this and curriculum night that, and fundraiser this and fundraiser that, and soccer practice here and gymnastics practice there, and time just kind of slipped away. So now is a good time to talk about Hasbro PulseCon, and yeah, so it was good. You know, Hasbro PulseCon's been good for the last 3 years. This is the third time that they had it, and it's cool to have an event that celebrates toys, and we can all geek out, and they come out and they talk about upcoming products, and yeah, I think that's pretty fun. So the one thing I'm gonna say, though, is that it was definitely trimmed down from years past. There were not as many reveals, not as many announcements, but it was still fun. And I actually thought that the production value of the live stream was really, really good. I don't know if you guys watched it, but they had this screen or multiple screens behind them with all these vintage collection of figures on display, and some of the Black Series figures later, they could switch it up and have different backgrounds, and I thought it looked really good. So kudos to them for doing such a good presentation, really. It was really fun to watch that, and it wasn't so over the top like in previous years where they had DJs and everything. So yeah, it was a little different, but I definitely enjoyed it. So let's take a look at all the figures that they've revealed. And they started out with the Vintage Collection, so that's what I'm going to talk about first here as well on the podcast. And the first two figures that they showed was Jedi Knight Revan together with the HK-47 Assassin Droid. Both of those figures come packaged in a bigger box, but they're both individually carded inside that box. So, yeah, if you collect carded, That's a really cool set. That is going to be out in spring of 2024, and it's a fan channel exclusive, costs $40, $20 for each figure. And yeah, you know, I mean, if you're a fan of these characters, you know, it's great that they're making them. You know, for me personally, I look at this set and I see, okay, HK-47, I already have him in my collection from the Legacy Collection back in the day, so all right, put him back out, why not? And then Jedi Revan, yeah, they haven't made this specific character yet in 3¾ inch, so sure, put him out. But it is a repaint, I think, of the Darth Revan figure that they're also going to do. So, yeah, no, man, $40 for one repaint and one repack? Yeah, you know, not a fan of that for $40. So, all right, moving on. They gave us a look at Director Krennic from Rogue One, which looks really good, except for he doesn't come with his Imperial hat, which is a bit of a letdown. Also comes with a plastic cape, which, you know, I can go either way. I can go soft goods, I can go plastic. Doesn't really make much of a difference to me. Sometimes I think these sculpted capes look better than the soft goods when they're all super bulky and everything, but I've seen some soft goods which they've done such an amazing job that, yeah, I think that if they wanted to, they could have done that here, especially for vintage collection these days. We kind of expect a little bit more. And I actually went ahead and I compared that to the cape they've done for the 5POA figure. And it looks like it is a different sculpt. But, you know, there's not that much difference between the Vintage Collection plastic cape and the 5POA version. So it would have been nice to kind of see a soft goods here. And I think it would have been also nice to see the Imperial hat included as well. But it is a good looking action figure. The card back looks nice. So yay, Krennic. All right, and then they showed Chopper from the Ahsoka TV series. You know, not really any surprises here. It does look pretty good. It does come with an extra accessory that you can plug into the dome with the antenna being extended. And you can, like, rotate it 360 and have them displayed that way. So I guess that's cool. You know, comparing that to the Disney Droid Factory version, the Disney Droid Factory version was done extremely well with a ton of accessories, but that was based on Star Wars Rebels, so they included, I think, a rocket accessory, and there was a third leg included, so you can display him the way he appeared in the cartoon in two different ways, basically. So the Disney Droid Factory version is hard to beat, especially when it comes to the amount of accessories that Disney had packed in back then. So it looks a little light here for Chopper when it comes to accessories, but the droid does look pretty good, and the card art looks looks really, really nice. So I'm excited about this one. And then they also showed Hu Yang from the Ahsoka TV series is coming to the Vintage Collection, which I think made a lot of people happy. I know it made me happy because I really love this character in the show. And to get the 3¾ inch representation is phenomenal. So kudos to them for making that and for revealing it in a timely manner, at least when we're all watching the Ahsoka show. So, all right. So those are coming to TVC, and then they closed out the Vintage Collection with some pipeline reveals, and they're doing Cal Kestis, an Imperial officer outfit from the Jedi Survivor video game. They're doing the Mandalorian Judge from season 3 of The Mandalorian, and they gave us a look at another troop builder set with phase 2 clone troopers, with two of them being in all white armor. One 501st clone trooper and one 332nd clone trooper, which was one of Ahsoka's clones. So a bit of a lackluster, I would say, because I feel like I've been buying those just recently, single carded, but here they are in a set of four. And if you don't have those yet, this is a good opportunity to get them all in one purchase. And those are going to be all out sometime in 2024. So, to sum it up, Vintage Collection had the HK-47 droid with Jedi Revan, Director Krennic, Chopper, Huyang, and then Pipeline Reveals with Cal Kestis in Imperial Officer outfit, the Mandalorian Judge from Season 3 of Mando, and a 4-pack with 4 Phase 2 clone troopers. And that was it for TVC, so let's look at the Black Series 6-inch line next. All right, so the Black Series line is going to get Baylan Skoll from Ahsoka together with Shin Hati. Both figures, I think, look good. I saw some people complain about the head sculpt in the Galactic Figures community for Shin Hati. People also complained that the lightsabers don't have the correct color. However, they did say during the live stream that the colors of the lightsabers is going to be more of an orangey color. It didn't translate well into the promo pictures which they've sent out because these saber blades really do look red. So we'll have to wait and see what these look like when they actually hit shelves. But my biggest gripe with those two is that they don't come with their robes. And again, you know, I absolutely cannot stand this when they release these incomplete figures, which I consider them incomplete. Specifically, those two are seen wearing their capes and their robes like 70 or 80% throughout all of the Ahsoka TV series so far, and to not have those included is a huge letdown. Really, really a big letdown, I think. And I really want them to start adding Jedi robes and Sith robes to those figures to complete the look, because these figures do not look like they're complete. And I honestly don't want to go on a secondary market and spend another $20 just so I can get a cape from somebody else. I think those really need to be in their budget to add those. You know, especially remember when the Black Series line launched, you know, it was advertised as being more accessories, better paint apps, you know. And now we're getting less accessories and less paint operations on those figures than what we're getting in 3¾-inch. And that is unacceptable, I think, for people who collect the 6-inch Black Series line. So Hasbro, I think that you really need to do better and you need to complete these figures, because with so much stuff coming out, there isn't a whole lot of room to re-release those characters. So it's really important to get them right the first time around. So that's Baylan Skoll and Shin Hati. And then they talked about the Archive Wave that's coming up. They've already pipeline revealed that a while ago with the Stormtrooper, Darth Vader, Luke Skywalker X-Wing. Those three are from A New Hope. And then Bo-Katan from The Mandalorian is going to join this lineup, and they did say that these figures are not going to be available in the United States. Those are just going to be available internationally, so everywhere else except for the US. The reasoning behind it being they don't want to clog up the shelf space, and I think that's a good thing. That's a good call on their part, because I do feel that the Archive figures have been a slow seller, and if you've been paying attention to what's happening at Ross stores currently, you know that the Archive Wave with Princess Leia Bush in it and Han from The Force Awakens, those figures are all showing up at Ross stores for, I think it's either $4.99 or $6.99 currently. So it's a good thing they're skipping those, specifically because they did announce, and I'm jumping ahead now, but they did announce Darth Vader as coming to the Black Series mural lineup. So he's going to get an A&H release. And he's going to have the mural on the side so people can start building out the display that way. And so why release him in the Archive Wave when he's also coming in the mural lineup, right? So the only question that I really have about those four figures is, did they make any changes to that Stormtrooper? Did they add the holster to the belt? Because that is a detail on the original Stormtrooper that is only seen that way in the original trilogy, right? So I hope they're not just doing a Rogue One release here. I hope that this really is the A New Hope version. And so far on the new Stormtrooper body, they have not added that holster yet. So I'm hoping that they've made that change, because we've seen Hasbro at, you know, different paint applications. We've even seen them shortening figures in the archive line. So why not go ahead and add the holster here and make this a better figure, a more accurate figure to the original trilogy? Other than that, I expect the other figures to be identical to the ones they've previously released. So Bo-Katan should be the same, Vader should be the same, and Luke X-Wing, again, should be the same. All right, so that's it for the next wave of archive figures. The pipeline reveals for the Black Series line included Darth Vader from A New Hope, which I've just talked about. They're going to do Din Djarin from Season 3 of The Mandalorian, although I have to be honest with you guys, I don't know what changes they've made to his armor. In Season 3, I think it was a little easier to follow in the first two seasons, where there was a bit of a progression to how he improved his armor gradually throughout the first two seasons. I don't remember any specific scenes in Season 3 that he did anything to his armor, but we'll have to wait and see what this is going to look like. So they also announced the Phase 1 clone trooper. Again, another Phase 1 clone. They did say it's on a new body, but they didn't specifically say from what movie this is going to be. They did use the Attack of the Clones image for the clone trooper. So yeah, I don't know. Maybe they'll release him in Attack of the Clones packaging again, which would be kind of weird because we only have three figures in Attack of the Clones packaging so far, which is a Phase 1 clone trooper in all white armor, the Phase 1 clone trooper lieutenant with the blue markings, and then we have Aayla Secura in Attack of the Clones packaging. So it'd be kind of weird if they're doing another white clone in Attack of the Clones packaging. But okay, so they didn't specifically say in what packaging this is going to be released, so we'll have to wait. And then the very last pipeline reveal was the Mandalorian Night Owl from Season 3. Yeah, if you were to ask me what this looked like, I couldn't answer you. I know that we saw some Night Owls in Season 3, of course, but yeah. All right, so they're doing those figures, and those should be out sometime in late or summer of 2024. So sometime next year. And that was it for Black Series this time around for Hasbro PulseCon. So again, Baylan Skoll and Shin Hati from the Ahsoka TV series. They revealed that the four archive figures with the Stormy, the Vader, the Bo-Katan, and Luke X-Wing are not going to be sold in the United States. And they gave us a look at the four pipeline reveals with A&H Vader, Din Djarin from Season 3, a Phase 1 clone trooper in all white armor, and the Mandalorian Night Owl. And that was it for the Black Series line, and there was nothing shown for the Retro Collection. So that was it for PulseCon and the recap. I think it was okay. It didn't really knock me off of my feet, but I, you know, again, when you consider that we had so many reveals lately, we had Star Wars Celebration, we had reveals for May the 4th this year, we had reveals in between, we had a huge reveal with San Diego Comic-Con and the HasLab Ghost Project, and now we had Hasbro PulseCon, and there's just so much going on that, you know, I'm actually kind of happy that they went a little lighter for this version of PulseCon. So, and I'm pretty sure that this was not everything for the rest of the year either. I'm pretty sure that they'll have a few other reveals sprinkled in as well. So, all right, Hasbro PulseCon is in the books. And that reminds me that there's another event happening currently in New York City, and that is Toy Fair. And that's right, Toy Fair is back the first time in 3.5 years. I was actually at the very last in-person Toy Fair in New York. And yeah, I had a great time. I actually shared a room with James from Jedi News. And he, of course, always covers New York Toy Fair for Jedi News. And I was out there to do the coverage for Galactic Figures, of course. And yeah, we had a great time. And Toy Fair has always been special. But I'm not quite sure what to make of that new time slot that they have now in with late September, early October. it doesn't quite seem to fit in properly. I always felt that February was good because it kind of gave us an overview of what we might, you know, expect for the holiday season. But yeah, it's changed so much over the last 3 years with all these online presentations and a gradual rollout of product announcements instead of just having one huge display and you know, giving us new products. Although, you know, I've always loved that. Always loved the Toy Fair event, and it was always great to meet fellow, you know, toy enthusiasts or creators or whatever you want to call that. And chit-chat about toys, and I've always enjoyed that aspect of the hobby. So Toy Fair has always been special. So I'm not sure if it's still as special as it used to be. I think that they kind of have to bounce back, and they kind of have to show the industry that they're still relevant. I also heard that Mattel was not in attendance, even though Hasbro did have a table set up or a booth set up, but there was nothing that was new that was shown there. So yeah, you know, I'll be following it with great interest, and I don't think they've announced the next Toy Fair yet, but it'll be interesting to see if they switch it back to early in the year, and be interesting to see if Hasbro then goes back to what it was pre-COVID, where they also had a big Toy Fair presentation. All right, you guys, that was it for Hasbro PulseCon, but I did want to talk about a bunch of other things that I've gotten in the mail. And the first thing I want to talk about is an Ahsoka mailer that I got from Hasbro for free with a whole bunch of Black Series action figures in it from the Ahsoka show, including Ahsoka. Sabine Wren was in there. Morgan Elsbeth was another one that was in there. Ezra Bridger was part of the set. Sabine Wren from the Vintage Collection, the deluxe figure, was in there. And I just want to give a shout out to Hasbro and say thank you for keep supporting my efforts with GalacticFigures.com. So I'll be posting the reviews of all of those figures on the website. Some of them are already up there. So if you haven't seen it yet, go over there and check them out. The figures turned out great. I'm really loving all of them so far. And I think it's so cool to actually get figures from the TV show while we're watching it and while we're excited about it. I think that is so cool. And that's really how it should be. And I also think that Hasbro's done such an amazing job with the Vintage Collection HasLab Ghost, because that was right on the money from a timing point of view, because the Ghost actually did show up in the very last episode before the campaign closed. And I think a lot of people were waiting just for that, to see what this would look like in live action. And yeah, so it did show up. And of course, the Vintage Collection HasLab Ghost was this massive success with over 21,000 backed units. So yeah, good job with that. So very, very well done. The other thing I wanted to talk about real quick is the Boba Fett throne room, or Jabba's Palace, from the Vintage Collection, which you can currently still get on Hasbro Pulse. It is on the expensive side, but you guys, I'll tell you, this is something that I've been waiting for, I think 40 years maybe. I've always wanted to have a cool display like this. I remember the Power of the Force 2-1, where they came out with the cardboard, and that set had its place back then. I thought it was great. Even back then, I used that and did a setup for it, and I still see this display nowadays in people's collections. So I think it's really cool that they went ahead and they came out with the plastic version, and it's nicely detailed with a ton of accessories included. And so I've been spending the last few days just pulling out older figures. And, you know, it's amazing how many Jabba's Palace figures they made during the Power of the Force 2 run. And I don't have any POTF 2 figures on display. So I had to pull out my big Sterilite box. And I went through all of those Power of the Force 2 figures. And it was so cool because it was kind of like meeting old friends, you know, that you haven't seen in a while. And yeah, you know, some of these figures just don't really hold up anymore these days. but some do. And for some of them, we don't even have anything else. So you kind of have to use them. Looking at UMax Rebo band, you know, that band could really use an upgrade, specifically the organ, which Max Rebo plays, could really use a more accurate design with the horn that goes up on the side. They've never done that, so I would love to see for Hasbro to tackle that, especially now that everyone is talking about Jabba's Palace, and they're coming out with a new vintage collection, Jabba the Hutt set, next year, which includes 8D8 and Salacious Crumb. And why not go ahead and also do the Max Rebo band for people? So that would be such a cool piece to accompany not just the throne room set now, but also Jabba the Hutt next year. And I think the timing would be great for that. But yeah, I think I might do a specific episode just about the Book of Boba Fett throne room in an upcoming episode of Galactic Figure Talk, because there's really a lot of stuff to talk about. I love it that much, so I had such a great time putting this thing together. But yeah, so that's it though for this episode of GFT, Galactic Figure Talk. Let's see, what did I forget? Did I forget something? I probably forgot something, because there was really a lot of stuff going on. The Hasbro PulseCon exclusive for this year, which was the 6-inch Starkiller set with the two Stormtroopers included. That's also already shipped and arrived actually here, but I haven't had the opportunity to open it yet. So that's also something I'll save for a future episode of Galactic Figure Talk. And that's where I'm going to wrap it up for all the press material, the pricing information, the pre-order links, all the stuff I talked about for Hasbro PulseCon. Take a look at the links in the podcast description. It's easy. Just swipe up on your phone, hit the description, and there you have all the links. If you haven't even seen what these figures look like, that's a good place to go and check it out. So, yeah. All right. So, thank you guys for listening. Please hit the 5-star review button. It helps the show to be bumped up in the ratings, and it motivates me to keep putting these shows out. And I'll be back with another episode of Galactic Figure Talk in the coming days.
It's a wrap for this episode, but the next one is just around the corner, so make sure to subscribe. Meanwhile, have fun browsing over 4,000 Star Wars figures on GalacticFigures.com, the Star Wars action figure database. The website helps you look up and identify Star Wars figures. Leave your own figure reviews in the comments, or check out photo galleries, figure info, news, press releases, or event coverage from New York Toy Fair and Star Wars celebrations. Thanks for listening. Check the links in the description, and remember to subscribe.